News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's a beach baby kind of day. It's going to be gorgeous and hot. And we got a beach babe in the house with us this morning. Kelly McLeod is here with Bella Magazine. Hey,
Hello.
Kelly.
How are you this morning?
I'm in a pretty good mood. I'm happy that the rain is kind of out of here for a couple of days.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were, I don't know if you remember this place called The Beach where you used to maybe work.
Yes.
So flooded out there.
That's what I heard. Yeah. That's so strange. But that tells you how much rain we've had.
Yeah.
Which has really been something else. But the good news is it's supposed to be beautiful today.
And tomorrow for the 4th.
Yes, just in time for the 4th of July fireworks.
Yes.
So I was laughing because I'm not having to sweat that and watch. There was a time I was in charge of that. So now it's like so funny. I don't have to have my eyes glued to the meteorologist hour by hour forecast.
The stress.
Worrying. The
something
stress.
Totally out of your control.
Correct. But it looks good for Miss Jessica Simpson, who's the head of the chamber now. So we wish all of them the best.
Because definitely.
I know it's going to be great. So.
Yep. They're carrying on your legacy there.
There, she's amazing. Yep. Everybody there, Jack, Christina, the whole gang, all those folks.
And the volunteers.
Yep, the ambassadors, one of whom we know well.
Yes.
Miss Corey. We'll do a shout out to our girl, Corey. So, okay. So tell us, we're here to talk about Ballot Magazine. When it came into the house this week, I was like, oh my God, the cover is amazing. I love the cover. Tell me about that and where it was shot, that kind of stuff, because it's beautiful. It says Bella Star on the front.
Yeah, and then the fashion shoot inside, they did some of the other light up letters. So you've got Star real big lit up. But my favorite is where they've got Bella lit up.
Yes.
I just thought that was so cool. Yeah, yeah.
Really, really neat. And that is that inside the Sanger?
No, that is... I think that's at the Little Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pensacola Little Theater.
Sorry, I didn't get a chance to look at the photo. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So the team had this idea to bring in the big bright letters, the light up letters from Light Bright Events.
Yes, they do such a great job.
They do. I see it at events all the time.
Me too. And I think it's the coolest thing.
I jumped on it when they suggested it and I was like, just please do Bella. Have Bella lit up in lights.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, I was looking at the other. There was another picture in there, the Sanger, but yes, I see that's the lobby of the PLT, Pensacola Little Theater.
Yep.
Oh, the Bella. Yeah, that looks very cool. So you have to pick up your issue of Bella Magazine. And Kelly, tell us a little bit, for those that don't know, maybe somebody's in town listening this morning from out of town. First of all, like, where can they find a copy? It is a free publication, a real, honest-to-goodness magazine, which I love, love, love,
actual high-gloss paper,
yes.
High-quality.
In your hands, yes. None of this in your phone. And you can read it digitally, but I just want to say it's much better. You read it in person, but where people can find it, and a little history about the magazine too, because it's very unique, really.
Yeah, and it's I say it's got staying power because next year is our 20th anniversary.
No way.
20 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Very, very exciting.
I remember when it first started.
Yeah.
Because I think Rebecca Bowles was working with you all, right? She was doing the...
Yeah, she was part of the launch of it. The Pensacola News Journal
First
launched Bella almost 20 years ago.
Gosh, that's just... Okay, my sense of time. We were just talking about this before we came in. We were in the studio talking about our sense of time. I had someone who was very rudely commented to me. I said something about something, and then they were in the 1990s, and they said, oh, well, that's just so last century.
Oh, my gosh.
And
ouch.
I exhaled. It was like someone punched me in the stomach. I was like, no.
Something about the century word is wow.
But when you think about it, it is
that's true.
2025. I mean, there are people that were not born in the 90s around that are 25 years old.
Wow.
I know. It's very mind-boggling.
Well, I think some of the 90s fashion is coming back. So maybe they can get to experience some of that fun.
Well, I like the 90s fashion, actually. So that's good.
I know. It's a little sloppy, and I love that.
More casual, relaxed. Not as slick, So with Bella Magazine, though, it started with the News Journal, and then when did you take on the role of publisher?
It was 2002, so it's been 3 years, just over 3 years.
You've done a great job because
it really
looks great, and getting about town, and you really have done a great job of covering a lot of the big events.
Yeah, that's fun, and that's the team. They pay attention to what's going on, make suggestions of where we need to be, and they run with it. It's an amazing team.
Oh, my gosh.
I was talking about this the other day. If you look on page 5, we've got the team listed out. It's a big team, and they're just they're wonderful. I'm so fortunate
I
to
know.
Have them.
I was actually kind of surprised when I saw it because in my mind I'm thinking a smaller staff, but that's not true at all. This is
at one point in time,
magazine.
Yeah, it was a very small, scrappy team and me banging my head against the wall trying to do too much of it myself.
You've got a lot of contributors, which is super helpful.
It really is. It really is.
And actually a lot of people that are bona fide journalists that have been in the business for a long time.
Yes.
That are now freelancing, that kind of thing. So the quality of the writing and the articles is always very good, I think.
I do too. And it's a combination of the writers and our editor, who she's an English teacher. She's got, you know, journalism background, so she's amazing.
And that's Lisa Player, right?
Lisa Player, yep. So I got to get her on here with you one day.
Yeah, I know. Bring her in. I'd love to talk with her about what it's like to be the editor of a magazine these days.
She'll probably say, I thought it was going to be glamorous.
Right? Is it the Met fashion show in Pensacola, right? We'll have to do the Bella fashion show in Pensacola and have it all. But I do like the styles coming in. Can you tell us, for us girls that are kind of trying to figure it out with the heat and everything, what is in style these days? What are some of the trends that you're seeing?
Well, you know, you look at this fashion spread, and I think pretty much everything she has on is spaghetti strap or sleeveless. But, I mean, that's summer here. It's just too hot.
Right.
But you get to have fun with, you know, cute, fun dresses.
Yeah. Well, dresses, cool dresses and sandals are always the way to go around here for sure, because it is so hot all the time.
And we like our loose linen pants that are kind of cool.
I like that beach look. The white linen pants and a cool top, and that can work. And then also here, what's funny is somebody said to me about, we were talking yesterday about how it's not that bad here. I said, no, it's not that bad, because every single place in this town has air conditioning.
Yeah.
So you can't say.
It's not a luxury item here. No, it's just a requirement.
Because they were saying, well, I don't mind the heat. I said, when are you really in the heat?
Exactly. Okay. You stay indoors in
correct.
The AC.
Yeah. From your car, air conditioned car, to the air conditioned hallway, to the air conditioned home. I said, I'm not giving you a lot of sympathy here for
the temperature difference just going from in-town Pensacola to out to the beach, because you just get that sea breeze that makes all the difference on the beach.
That is true. The beach is kind of a whole other thing, because you could be on the beach and it could be, you see dark clouds over Pensacola raining.
Yes.
And it's literally sunny on the beach.
I joke that it's a bubble there.
It is.
Because the breeze coming from the south, I think, just pushes, you know, keeps the rain off a lot.
I agree, because having worked out there, I would be amazed at how many times it would be just clear and sunny out there. It's very kind of interesting.
And then you drive into Gulf Breeze or Pensacola, it's like you hit a wall of rain. Right. Entered another dimension.
It's so true. It's so true. But I do like the magazine, of course. There's so many different articles that you have going, but the dresses are as cute as they could be. And but I do say, you know, I always carry, I have lots of little, I guess, I don't know if this is fashionable, but little jackets and little sweaters that I bring with me, because
you do walk inside and then it's cold.
Right. When you go to see a play or the opera or ballet, and then suddenly you're in the theater, it's like, freezing.
Yeah. And we, you know, we always have fun with our themes. So this is Light It Up. And, you know, we've got the Bella lights that we talked about.
Which is so cool.
And we've got, you know, it's July, it's sunny, and we've got 4th of July and fireworks. And then we just talk about lighting up your life.
Right.
You know, so we take a different spin on it that way.
One of the
articles that I think is great, and maybe some people in the room, you, could relate to, on page 36, 37, Ingrid Wadsworth talks about retirement.
Yes, we were just discussing that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a big adjustment. I mean,
I'm used
to being busy, busy, busy all day long, and I was sharing with Kelly that this week is interesting for me, because it used to be a very, very busy time between the fireworks and Blue Angels, and I'm kind of going, la, 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 la.
Nice to not have the stress, but what do I do with myself?
I know, but this article is about that, and Ingrid
Wadsworth. She wrote a retirement guide, and kind of geared towards Gen X women, you know, because in their 50s and looking at retirement or retiring early if they're so fortunate. So she's got some great suggestions about how to kind of manage that transition.
Well, I'm going to have to read that during the break, and then read that so I can get some good advice. And then I love the Light It Up article, because it says, that's the one that's on page 23, and it says it's the cover story, using positivity to deal with reality.
Yeah, I think we somewhat cover this topic a lot, mental health and positivity, and it's just so important.
Well, you know, and right now I think it's really challenging to keep your spiritual self safe, I guess, because it just feels like, I mean, I don't know that the world is any busier or any more negative than it ever was. However, it feels like we have so much information all the time coming at us.
Yes.
From our phones to text to emails to social media. So it's like this barrage.
Yes.
That never ends.
Yes.
So then to try to stay positive in the middle of it, it's kind of challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So there's some great suggestions for it. You know, I think one thing my therapist said to me, because I think we should all be in therapy. I love therapy. Shout
Amen.
Out to therapy.
Yes, ma'am.
Is protect your peace.
Yes.
And I think of those three words often.
Yes.
And if you're considering what to do or how to handle something or to go to something, like, is this protecting my peace?
Mm-hmm.
Does this damage my peace? And looking at things, that it's a really good outlook.
I love that.
Me.
That's a great kind of a measurement of am I going to participate in this or not?
Right. And I think a lot of people, men and women, but maybe especially women, we have a push through mentality.
Gosh, yes.
And so first, one of my first red flags is if I think to myself, okay, that's a busy schedule, or I don't know if I'm going to have time for that, but I'll push through. If I think those words in my head, red flag.
Yeah. And we're so programmed to that.
Yes.
I must be superwoman.
Yes.
Surely I can fit this in. The expectation is that I should be able to fix this in.
Do it all and look great while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, that's a red flag for me. And then the other statement is, am I protecting my peace?
Yeah. Well, one phrase that I've heard too is the shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Oh, you can should yourself to death.
Right. It's so true. We're talking this morning with Kelly McLeod. She is the publisher of Bella Magazine. So if you have some thoughts on the things we're talking about or a question about Bella Magazine, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. So the magazine looks gorgeous. I love the cover. And then there is an article about the Sanger Theater.
Yes,
100th anniversary.
100th anniversary.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? That's so cool.
That's also, I can't get my mind around it. Just the sense of time. And then I think we celebrated 250 years of the Army. I mean, we had these
huge numbers of
anniversaries. It's hard to get your mind around it. But it is a fabulous looking magazine. It's glossy and beautiful. And if you've never picked one up, it is free. You can pick it up anytime. But if folks, maybe they just don't go to one of the locations or somehow have missed it, because a lot of times, once y'all put it out, they're gone pretty quick.
They are. We are just talking to my team this morning, and we're trying to go around and do a bunch of refills today because they're already...
Yeah.
You know, it's July 3rd and the July issue is already kind of missing in a bunch of places.
So if you're not able to get a real copy, how can they get a hold of the digital copy?
Go to bellamagazine.com or on Facebook, Pensacola Bella.
Okay.
Same thing on Instagram, and they'll link to the website. But we have all the stories up there, too.
And just because it says Bella, I know that the target audience, as they say in the business, is women, of course. But there are things in here that I think men would be interested in as well. This is
Absolutely.
Not any way exclusive. It's very much a Pensacola as a whole magazine.
It's a community-focused magazine. Yes, you know, targeting women, but... Like you just said, we talk about the Sanger.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about nonprofits in here. We talk about independent living and Families First Network and different events going on.
Right, so, and photos of everybody in the community. So it's very local focused, which
I
love.
Local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep.
Yeah, we were talking about that too. We had quite a bit of time to talk this morning. We were talking about that too, about how so lately we've noticed a change, because both of us have the journalist background, and that what's interesting is that we're finding now everything's syndicated, feels like. Radio stations and TV, and they're all having to answer to a higher authority, and so they're not as local as they used to be.
Nope, they're directed to do national stories or things like that takes up more of the space.
Right, and I miss the local reporters and the local stories, and so it's interesting. In fact, our station, newsradio923.com, 923, and then, of course, Cat Country 98.7. We're very local.
Very local.
And God bless the folks over at Cat, because I think they're at every event, every day, everywhere. I don't know how they do it, but they're amazing.
Right, because they're the game in town, and they keep doing it, which, I think the community really appreciates.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about this magazine, too, because then you take the time not only to have these, like, positivity articles and, the different cultural things, but then I love this Out and About, the Gulf Coast Kids House Blues Gala.
Yes.
Very cool.
I'm on the board of directors there. That was a great event.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, so then I love that. And then Children's Home Society, Soundside Splendor.
That's always a huge one.
Yeah,
out at Portofino. It's always well done.
And everybody looks great. So, and it's funny because at these galas now, I will say that the folks in Pensacola do have a fashion sense.
Man, yes.
They're not fooling around at some of these galas.
Yeah, that is so true. But it's fun to look at, yeah.
Yeah. So with this issue, what would you say is your favorite? I know you have a lot of different things, but... What do you like about this particular issue?
I love the cover story that we just talked about. And I like the retirement story because it's just a lot of really good suggestions and ideas. You know, you and I were also talking that, how did we talk about so much in 5 minutes?
I don't know. It sounds like we were out there for an hour. But, well, we both talk fast. And we've known each other a long time, so that helps too.
But we were talking about needing a life of intention.
That's right.
You know, and that can be a when you go through a big transition and retirement is such a huge one, we still want to fill our days with purpose.
I think so. And I think we're younger. Maybe I'm lying to myself, but I feel younger in spirit than I thought I would feel at this age.
Yes.
I mean, I really feel like I'm not what my mother was at my age.
I think it's very true.
Who sat in front of the TV and had no interest in doing anything. Yeah. And God love her, but retirement was like the end of the world. It was very different.
Yeah. And luckily we have a different general mentality, but we have to be intentional about it.
Right. Because there's so many things you can do, and I want to be of service. I want to still have purpose. I still want to make a difference.
Yep. Yep.
And so I'm so grateful to...
you get to do this.
To Dave and Mary, who gave me a chance to do this, because I can still see my friends like you and still stay in touch with the community and still hopefully make a positive difference in bringing something new to everybody every day. So that's great, but it's also only a couple of hours.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
If you are feeling down or unmotivated or just can't get going, how do you light yourself up?
Well, I would say first a good cup of coffee always helps in
or
the
two.
Morning.
Or two.
I think for me, one of the things, I have a very dear friend who tells me all the time that when I get caught up in myself or start to feel down or purposeless or useless, that the best remedy is to think of how I can help someone else.
Yeah.
And that could be just anything to do to get out of self. So it could be a text to a friend I haven't talked to in a long time, phone call, anything. It right away will start to get me out of that slump.
Yep.
And then I think for me now, I'm looking at some things that I want to do to be busy, kind of be busy. And now I understand why so many retirees volunteer at the Humane Society or volunteer at the Chamber, for example. We have a whole ambassador group of retirees who, again, are very young at heart and very energetic. And so I'm hoping to find, I haven't quite found it yet, but hoping to find that niche where that will help light me up. But I think that it's getting out of the house.
Yep.
Like you said,
and outside of ourselves. That's so important to remember.
Outside of myself and my own mind. You know, it's not my favorite place to be in my mind. Some days, yes.
Yeah, our minds can do a number on us sometimes.
Correct. It's not always the best judge of how things are. No,
we can be so hard on ourselves.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think retirement is challenging today. Mm-hmm. But the good news is it's not looked at how it was.
No.
Most of the folks I know are still working. So, you know, a lot of people still keep working into their retirement years.
Yep.
So, I don't know. It's different.
Yeah.
It's very different from what it used to be.
It
don't
is.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I don't think our parents or other generations wanted to just sit there and do nothing. So we can learn from them. And
Right. So I love that. Now, this one, but this is more important, the article about light up your love life.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that fun?
So I haven't had a chance to read this one yet, but I will be taking some notes.
I know. As a team, we're like, all right, we got to bring the sass. You know, this is Sassy Women, Sassy Magazine. We got to bring the sass sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. So there's some tips in there, I believe, about that. So if you just joined us, talking with Kelly McLeod, she is the publisher for Bella Magazine, and they just came out this week with the Bella issue for July, and it is beautiful. It's got a beautiful color cover with Bella Star, and the model looks so pretty in that little sundress.
Yep.
She's just beautiful. I don't know her name, but she's gorgeous. I have to find her name here.
And she's in nursing school. I remember that much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
Well, it's a great magazine.
Dillian Morgan.
Okay.
I think that's how you say her name.
There it is. Dillian Morgan. You look gorgeous, girl, in every picture in this magazine. So, but if you know Dillian, you'd be sure and tell her how gorgeous she looks in this. Just a fresh, natural beauty.
Yep.
So speaking of fresh, natural beauty, so any tips on what to do for women with hair and makeup at this time of year?
I mean, I'm the worst person to ask about that. Ponytail is my best friend.
Right? Clips, ponytails.
So as you can see, but our listeners cannot see, is I have a broken finger. So I am one-handed.
I know. Tell us about that.
I'm not very competent with my hair and makeup with two hands.
True.
But you leave me with only my left hand.
Right.
It's not happening.
Well, tell us about what happened, because this might be helpful to somebody, because this blows me away.
Well, because I did find out it's kind of common, even though I felt like an idiot. Yeah, I was trying to walk both my dogs, and they're not big dogs. One's 18 pounds, the other one's 30.
Okay.
But one's going one direction, and then one lunges the other, and the leash was in between my fingers, and it broke my ring finger on my right hand, fractured in two places.
Oh,
I got
my
pins
gosh.
In there. So yeah, it's been a fun experience of trying to do everything with my very non-dominant hand.
So this is your right hand, but it's your dominant.
Yes. Oh, awful. Yes.
Because I saw this. She has a big brace on it right now, and I thought, I thought maybe carpal tunnel or something like that.
Right, because that is so common.
But you said when you got there for therapy that you weren't alone?
Well, she had told me that the day before that everybody seated at the table for therapy had some dog-related injury.
Like, oh, no.
That it's not that uncommon, the leash and things like that.
Interesting. So we got to find a better way to a better way to do that. Dog parks are good. You just take them off the leash.
Yes.
And let them run.
Yes. And that's where my dog thrives.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. But, it's been an interesting lesson of slowing down and accepting help and finding. I got a blowout for my hair for the first time last weekend.
I've
never done that.
Really?
But I had to because I really can't wash and dry my hair.
Right.
And, it's such a little thing. And usually I don't care because I love ponytails. But I can't put my hair in a ponytail with one hand. So it's been interesting.
God. That is things you don't think of when you have an injury. The things that you just take for granted that you can do. Yeah, yeah, I get this. I got the same thing. So we're talking with Kelly McLeod with Bella Magazine. The new issue is out. So many great articles. And then I do love this Seasonal Splendor article that's on page, 41, I think it is. That is just some of the
photos.
Oh my gosh. The photographers that you have, whether they're doing these beautiful portraits of people or if they're taking the pictures like this from the Seasonal Splendor article, and even the ones that are in the theaters. I mean, they do such a good job.
They do. I mean, we're fortunate that our phones are such good cameras now.
Right.
When I started with Bella, if a writer wanted to take their own photos for a trip or something like that, they had to have an actual camera because kept telling them, phones are not good cameras. We cannot do high gloss print of those photos. But now they're amazing.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So they can travel anywhere and take photos. And this place, Gibbs Gardens, is an hour from Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for about 12 years and I'd never heard of this place.
Well, I lived in Atlanta too and I had not heard of it either, but oh my God, it's beautiful. Beautiful getaway.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of nice is in this area, there's so many different places you can go. And especially this weekend, a lot of people have tomorrow off, of course, and may not want to go to the beach because we're local.
And locally, some people take some days off next week for the Blue Angels.
Right, right. So,
the 2 weeks of July are always a wash for getting anything done
in
Pensacola.
That's exactly right. Just assume everyone in Pensacola is off from now until
mid-July.
10 days. Yeah, to 10 days from now. So, this is so many things you can do, so many places you can go. So this magazine, though, will always keep you up to date on the trends, and they do. You just do a beautiful job with the photography, and the articles are always very thoughtful, very timely. And like I said, if you don't have a chance to pick up a hard copy, it is online.
Yes, yes. And you can reach out to us at kelly@bellamagazine.com or news@bellamagazine.com. If you have any questions, you want to advertise, you have suggestions of stories, let us know. We want to hear.
Okay. Do you ever take outside submissions of stories too? If it fits the quality?
Not really. Very rare.
Okay. Yeah. But you can suggest a story or something that you'd love to see.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So your mission is...
to support, uplift, and inspire women.
I love it.
Yep.
Support, uplift, and inspire.
Yes.
Okay, so that's bringing the light.
Yeah, that's what we try to do.
There you go. Well, that's what this issue is all about. It's Bella Star. I love it. Light it up. It's the find the summer sparkle in cool dresses, positive inspiration, and love life ignition.
Mm.
Kelly. Seen a whole nother side of you this morning. Apparently you had a third cup of coffee.
I am on my dangerous.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm just on number two, but here we go. So do pick up your copy when you get a chance. I always love seeing you. I appreciate everything that you do for our community because she serves on many boards and helps so many people. And I appreciate you.
Thank you. And hey, everybody, remember to tell somebody something awesome that they've done.
Yes.
Light up somebody's life.
And it is time lighting it up. 4th of July.
Yep.
So you got the whole weekend to light somebody up. Kelly McLeod, Bella Magazine, pick